This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You've said repeatedly that you think that some of the equipment that governors are requesting, they don't actually need. You said,
you know,
that
why don't you people act? Let me ask you.
You said
why
some
don't
state.
You act, why don't you act in a little more positive? It's always trying to
my
get
question
you,
to you.
Get
is,
you, get you. And you know what? That's why nobody trusts the media anymore. Look, let me tell you something. Be nice. Don't
Mr.
be
President,
threatening.
My question
don't
is,
be threatening. Be nice.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We sent thousands of generators to New York. They were put into a warehouse. The people in New York never distributed the generators. I hope they've distributed them now, but maybe they didn't need them so badly.
Were there ventilators found in a storage facility?
That is incorrect and grossly uninformed. We have ventilators in a stockpile. And we didn't send them to the hospitals yet.
That's exactly what he said.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
If you go to your synagogue, if you go to your church, after having been told so often not to, our enforcement agents will have no choice but to shut down those services.
It's important to just go about your lives, continue living as you have. New Yorkers should go about our lives, continue doing what we do.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat.
We want people still to go on about their lives.
We should not be focusing, in my view, on anything looking back.
Unchained and unstoppable.
He said one of those ships would be operational in New York Harbor by next week. It's nonsense. It will not be there next week.
The Comfort Now is just pulling into dock here in Midtown Manhattan.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we have an update. We'll get to it after the chump line because it's going to take a while to really let the story sink in totally. I don't want to just dismiss it in 30 seconds. An update on the Arizona couple that ate the fish cleaner, thinking that it was the anti-malarial drug that Donald Trump has been touting. And now the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has okayed it to be used as a potential cure or medicine anyway for coronavirus. But it's a good story. I guess it's not a happy story, but it's a story that will make you say, yeah, I can believe that. But we'll get to that. I don't usually like to do teases, but I'm glad Grace found this story. Good job, Grace, finding the story. You should, if you tweet, oh, Garrett, who found it? Oh, Jared found it. Good job, Jared. Tweet it out, too. Definitely tweet it out. It's from... where is it? Free Beacon. Free Beacon is doing a great job these days. You know, it's amazing. Washington Free Beacon is producing more real journalism than the Washington Post. I'm not kidding. But that's not, I guess that's not really a surprise. 844-500-4242. 508 says, you can't be a Southerner and not like pimento cheese. Yeah, all my Southern relatives like pimento cheese. It just didn't do much for me. It's kind of like Vienna sausages. Some things you just don't like, you know, from your youth. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Those gun people are insane. There's no way the government would go completely totalitarian on us overnight.
Well, Well, it all depends on the exponential rise of the cases, how bad it is. Again, we're not going to be getting much more of this Joe Biden stuff for a while because I think they think they've come to the conclusion that the only way to keep him under wraps is with this podcast. But it can't work long term because sooner or later this will be over and he'll have to go back out on the campaign trail. Maybe he won't even be able to handle these podcasts properly.
Are they going to be releasing the podcasts on 33 or 78?
I don't think he even knows what a 33 is. I think 45. I think his experience with phonograph records ended at 45s.
Howie, you may have missed this because you're in Florida, but Governor Charlie Parker has canceled April.
They just shut down the pool at my condo. And so you can still go out on the patio, but you can't swim anymore. So it's just it's slowly the deep state curtain is falling over all of our lives. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show, and it is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Stop spreading the woo. I'm leaving today. I want no part of it. New York, New York.
But you know, you can't keep New Yorkers out of the rest of the country. I mean, it really is a constitutional thing. Not to mention, illegal search and seizure provision in the Bill of Rights. You know, how do they get the right to stop a car with New York license plates? I guess it's not probable cause. It's general suspicion. That's the court ruling, something like that. And you're generally suspected of being from New York? Does that meet constitutional muster? I don't think so.
We ought to recall any elected official who shows up in the next month with a fresh haircut.
I know my barber is shut down here in Florida. I don't know what the status is of my barber in Massachusetts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Oh, man, Howard. I hear people are struggling to figure out social distancing. My rule of thumb, always be far enough away that she can't hit you with an ashtray. What?
That's much more than 6 feet. Isn't it more accurate to call this anti-social distancing rather than social distancing? Because it's rather anti-social. As I walked by last night, one of the last remaining places that's still open on the island for takeout. And it was weird to see the people were like all standing 6 feet apart. It was like everybody was afraid of cooties. I know they're afraid of the virus, but it seemed like a cootie type situation, if you know what I mean.
Pelosi celebrated a birthday the other day. She called her very first boyfriend hun, because he was one.
That's pretty good. Did you see Pelosi said that Trump's coronavirus response has been deadly? And I tweeted out, somebody had sent this to me, her tweet from January 30th. She was still busy with the Ukrainian impeachment hoax at the time, but she took time out to send out a tweet saying that that Trump's China travel ban was racist and xenophobic. That is a tweet that has not aged well, like all the New York Times stories about how it was still a great time to take a vacation in China. And Bill de Blasio, as late as almost 2 weeks ago, saying, get out there and mix it up. Go down to Chinatown. Go to a movie. Have fun. Yeah, we'll play that cut this hour. Even Jake Tapper, a made member of the Clinton crime family, called him out on that. Maybe, does Chelsea want to run for mayor of New York? Is that what this is all about? Jake Tapper doesn't do anything unless he gets his marching orders from the Clintons.
Joe Biden, regarding the Ukraine affair, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you the thing?
You know, when Joe Biden says nowadays that he can't remember, I don't think he's walking into a perjury trap.
You say potato, I say potato. You say abominable, I say abdominal.
I'm sorry, what can I say?
Dear Mayor, I see hospitals are starting to give out snorkel masks. And I've been giving my dates to them since 1969.
Nice call, Senator.
Hey, Uncle Joe here. Do not ask what your country can do for you. Ask where we do.
We've got some of Joe Biden's greatest moments from his oratorical plagiarism coming up. We'll get to them this hour, or we'll try to.
The left loves the country being in lockdown. They hated everyone smiling. They need them to frown. The left can't afford a happy horde. They must have misery for a shot at the crown.
That's the way they look at it. There's no doubt about that, Limerick guy. This is their main chance, their latest main chance.
Howie, I don't know why you're picking on Megan. According to your rules, she's innocent.
She is innocent, but I don't like being lectured to by a woke B-movie actress. A gold digger, you might say.
Boy, you had the former Prince Harry and Meghan said they weren't going to move to the U.S. And then there were all these people who were going to leave the U.S. because Trump got elected. I guess none of them are tired of winning.
Now, where is Cher? Cher said she was going to Jupiter. And I don't think she meant northern Palm Beach County. I think she meant the planet. And she seems to still be here because she's still tweeting out about how much she hates Trump.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the official message, voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through Better Lumber Yards and window professionals.
We're going to recall any elected official who shows up in the next month with a fresh haircut.
They've been violating the social distancing, haven't they? Okay, we'll be right back and give you an update on the fish tank cleaner story. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force meeting has started, press conference has started a little early today, and we'll go to it in a second, but they've already announced that they've gotten donations of 6 million doses of the anti-malarial medicine that they're now beginning to use to treat the cases. And Dr. Stephen Hahn, the FDA commissioner, Food and Drug Administration commissioner, has been up there. He's doing a lot of the talking today. And they've also announced that Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio has spoken about there's a company in Ohio that thinks they have a process for disinfecting the N95 masks. They can disinfect 120,000 a day. So until the supply gets through, they can use this machine. And of course, this will give MSNBC and CNN something to talk about. How do we know that this process of disinfecting really works? But that's what they're always looking for something, aren't they? So let's just go back to the press conference now.
Sending 60 ambulances to New York City today. We have a total of 60. We're getting some additional ones with up to 190 more to follow at different locations. To date, FEMA has obligated more than $1.3 billion in federal support to the state of New York. So we're spending a lot of money in New York. It's a hotbed. There's no question about it. And we're spending a lot of time, effort on New York, New Jersey. Spoke with Governor Cuomo a lot. Spoke with Governor Murphy a lot in New Jersey. And we're really getting the job done. People are very impressed, and I'm very impressed by the people in FEMA, the people in the Army Corps of Engineers, because what they've done, I've never seen anybody do anything like it. In addition to the 8,100 ventilators that we've already delivered over the next 48 hours, we're delivering more than 1,000. 400 ventilators are going to Michigan very shortly, 300 going to New Jersey, 150 ventilators to Illinois, 150 to Louisiana, and 50 to Connecticut. FEMA and HHS already delivered 11.6 million N95 respirators, 26 million surgical masks, 5.3 million face shields, 4.4 million surgical gowns, and 22 million gloves. And I don't know if you just saw, it just came over the wires, that Ford just announced just a little while ago that they will produce, along with General Electric Healthcare, 50,000 ventilators, and they're going to be doing it in less than 100 days. And top of that, we have other companies that are doing ventilators, including
General Motors.
Okay,
we'll come back
to
this after the break, but we want to do a poll question. And the poll question is brought to you by Honey, the easiest way to find the biggest discounts online. It's free to use and will have you saving money in minutes. Download Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. You're stuck inside. You're shopping online. joinhoney.com/Howie and start saving money. Again, joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which nickname do you prefer for Charlie Baker, Tall Duvall or Charlie Parker?
I'm a Tall Duvall guy, since it's really my nickname.
37% say they prefer Charlie Parker.
Yeah, so someone just texted me. You know what Lloyd Benson said to Dan Quayle about Jack Kennedy? Said, I knew Jack Kennedy. I served with Jack Kennedy. This guy's saying, I knew Charlie Parker. I played with Charlie Parker. You're no Charlie Parker. Tall Duvall. We'll be right back with the President's Press Conference. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So today the president at the White House has some of the people who are working on recalibrating their industrial production to provide masks and respirators and pillows. And he just had Mike Lindell from MyPillow. You know who he is. And he's a friend of the president's. He's down at Mar-a-Lago sometimes. And he's really a good guy.
Mar-a-Lago!
It's closed now, like the pool. and all the restaurants and all the hotels in Palm Beach. But he's there sometimes, and he was just talking about it, and he's converted 75% of his production on his assembly lines and factories. He's in Minnesota to producing cotton-free masks, and he's a born-again Christian, a former junkie. And he said people should he suggested people take this time to at their homes if they're quarantined or can't go to work to read the Bible and just get back with God.
Barbaric.
I know they're gonna be more angry red faces on CNN and MSNBC tonight when they replay that cut. How dare he speak about?
How dare you?
A god. And now somebody from Honeywell is speaking, and they're hiring 500 people in Rhode Island. I don't know if you have to prove you're not from New York to get a job at Honeywell at their new. They're going to hire producing N95 masks. They're going to be setting up a facility in Arizona as well. And we'll just go back to this for a little while and listen. And we're also going to hear from people from Procter & Gamble and from United Technologies as well, I think. Okay, we'll play a funny cut first. This is recorded.
We'll be, and when you look, so they're going up. I think we're going to be adding some more beds, which will be completed today. And we've opened up, whoops, there goes our box. And my hair's blowing around, and it's mine. The one thing you can't get away with, if it's not yours, you got a problem, if you're president.
And incidentally, Cuomo was complaining that they'd only gotten $3.8 billion, and the Wall Street Journal today did an editorial about how much the state of New York is getting. The MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, will be receiving $3.8 billion. This is in addition. New York will be getting $1 billion out of the $13.5 billion in new grants based on the low-income student population. There's a $10 billion for community development, emergency food and shelter, and New York is going to be getting a lot of that money, too. They will also be getting money out of the federal Medicaid funding match. According to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, that's a leftist group. New York will be getting $6.7 billion out of that. So that this also doesn't include the tens of millions of dollars that the bill will provide to New York City hospitals in medical and protective equipment. And the president also announced earlier today that they're going to rather than send things like the respirators or the ventilators to the states so that they can just stick them in warehouses in other states like New York City, like New York State has done, and forget about them. The feds are now going to be sending the ventilators directly to the hospitals. They're going to cut out the Cuomo-type middlemen that tend to lose that stuff.
Dozens of disasters. If you wait to prepare for when the storm hits, you lose. Because it's too late to prepare when the storm hits.
Yeah, we know that now.
The storm hits.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing with ventilators and supplies.
Yeah, that's easy for him to say now that he lost the ventilators in New Jersey for a while. Let's go back to the press conference now.
Again, we're working also with logistics. And if you think about a war, strategy is important, but logistics wins war. It's imperative,
This is Gregory Hayes of United Technologies.
That we coordinate all of these activities. Last week, we donated about 90,000 pieces of personal protective equipment to FEMA. Next week, we'll have another almost million. Again, working through our supply chain partners around the world. We're also today, this week, beginning the manufacture of face shields using the additive technologies that we have and the machines that we have available within UTC. We'll be able to produce approximately 10,000 shields in the next 4 weeks. Again, all needed equipment. We stand ready to help in any way we can. We don't need the Defense Production Act to ask us to act All of the people at UTC and Raytheon are focused on this war and winning it. Again, I also want to say thank you to all of our employees for their work during this crisis, as well as to the frontline medical and other first responders. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, fantastic. Great company. Those are great companies. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask Seema to come up and say a few words about what you're doing and what's happening and how positive it's been. I really appreciate it. Come on up, Seema. Burma.
Thank you, Mr. President.
She's been on our show.
And let me start by saying I want to convey my deepest sympathies to those that have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. We're all thinking of you. Today is Doctor's Day, and even without it, I want to send a message of gratitude to the foot soldiers in this war, men and women that are providing care and comfort to Americans that have been affected by the virus. Your country is grateful. And in short, as the President has said, we are engaged in a war against an invisible enemy. In wartime, the assumptions of peacetime must be revisited and adjusted to meet the demands of the moment. And so under the President's leadership, CMS is waiving a wide and unprecedented range of regulatory requirements. Now, many healthcare systems won't need these waivers, and they shouldn't use them if they don't need them, but the flexibilities are there. In a time of crisis, regulations shouldn't stand in the way of patient care. And there are several components to our announcement today, but the first one is CMS's Hospitals Without Walls. And this is going to allow hospital systems to create new treatment sites outside of their facility to expand capacity and be able to safely separate patients that are infected with the coronavirus and those that are not. Now, FEMA is doing incredible work setting up temporary hospitals in New York and other areas. But under these waivers, we are empowering local communities to complement and augment the work of FEMA and allowing hospital systems to tap into the capacity that already exists in their communities, making use of dorms and hotels or gymnasiums, and allowing the main hospital to focus on those that need the most intensive care. There are surgery centers out there today that are delaying elective surgeries, and they may have excess capacity that could be devoted to hospital-like care. And we are also making changes to the Medicare program to facilitate testing. So some people that need a coronavirus test can't leave their home, or patients that are in a nursing home. And now we will pay for labs to go out to these locations and perform testing. And we're also expanding the workforce. We are taking action today to relax some of our regulations to allow hospitals to increase their workforce. And we're allowing a broad range of flexibilities so that we can let healthcare workers operate at the top of their license. And we are also allowing our hospitals to provide more support for our healthcare workers. Under today's regulations, they can only provide minimal support to healthcare workers, but now we're going to allow them to provide childcare, meals, laundry services. And then there's also telehealth. The President already directed a dramatic expansion of telehealth to our nation's 62 million seniors with Medicare, and we're so proud of all the healthcare providers and patients that have rapidly implemented telehealth. But today we're announcing that we're going to go even further, and we're going to be paying for doctors to make phone calls with their patients and provide care over the phone. And we're getting rid of long-standing barriers to telehealth in the Medicare program, allowing emergency rooms to use telehealth and eliminating requirements that some visits be provided face-to-face. And I also want to mention that on Saturday, the President directed CMS to offer advance payments for healthcare providers that are experiencing cash flow problems. We know that many providers are complying with our recommendations to delay non-essential elective surgeries, and they shouldn't be penalized for doing the right thing. Now, I've barely scratched the surface of all the flexibilities that we are offering healthcare workers and healthcare systems. These flexibilities will provide a lot of flexibility from regulations that are ill-suited to the unprecedented needs of this emergency. And doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals that are working long hours and sacrificing times with their families and risking their lives will have the flexibility that they need to confront the needs of the coronavirus pandemic. And there are many heroes in this war, but I want to take an opportunity to thank the team at CMS. These folks have worked day and night. The flexibilities that are in this regulation, and any regulation, usually take CMS a year, but we did this in 2 weeks, and I couldn't be more honored and privileged to serve alongside these dedicated public servants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a fantastic job, and you're doing a great job. So we are in the midst of something that is very difficult, but we are going to win. It's just a question of when. We want to do it as quickly as possible. We want to have as few deaths as possible. And we will meet again tomorrow for some statistics and some updates as to where we are, where we think we're going, and timing. I think timing is going to be very important because we have to get our country back. We have to get our country back to where it was and maybe beyond where it was because we've learned so much. But we will have lost a lot of people. And in many ways, they're heroes. And if you look at what's happening with our medical professionals, it's a danger. They're warriors. Men and women are doing a job that the likes of which I don't think anyone's ever seen. I see them coming out of planes today, going into New York, going into the most dangerous locations, dangerous areas, and they go in there and they just want to do the job. And you see the numbers. You see the numbers like I see the numbers. I have some friends that are unbelievably sick. We thought they were going in for a mild stay. And in one case, he's unconscious in a coma. And you say, how did that happen? So I just want to thank all of the great professionals, men and women, doctors and nurses and paramedics and first responders and law enforcement, by the way. If you look at New York and you see how the effect that this had on law enforcement, it's been incredible. These are great people. Firefighters, great people. They're helping in so many different ways. So thank you very much. And if you'd like, we'll take a few questions. John, please.
Yesterday, you said that you would be extending the guidelines through the end of April and that you'd be giving us specifics right tomorrow. Do you expect that the guidelines will just carry on the guidelines that have been in place now for 15 days? Could there potentially be some modification? Also, you have some travel restrictions that come up for reconsideration.
Yeah.
The one from the EU on April 13th,
right.
Canada, U.S.-Mexico border
sure.
on April the 21st. What will happen with all
They'll
of that?
They'll be staying, and we may add a few more, but the guidelines will be very much as they are. Maybe even toughened up a little bit, but they're having a big impact. They're having a tremendous impact, and we're starting to see it. And that's the key. We're starting to see the impact that they're having.
And if I could ask you to, you talked about Ford now ramping up production yeah. of ventilators. The government is sending right. thousands of ventilators across the country. Clearly, the supply is increasing.
Okay, but we're going to go to a break, and we will we'll be right back with this, and we'll be monitoring it, and we'll play any cuts if we miss anything. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Seema Verma, who's been on the show before, she was on the stage in the last segment, and she kept referring to the CMS. And for those of you who just are unfamiliar, she was referring, that's what she runs, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's what CMS means. And the president now is talking about how he had another conference call with some of the nation's governors today, mostly Democrats, but some Republicans as well. And we're going to get to some of the stuff that that New York and California have done. And they've dismantled some of their pandemic services over the last few years. And now they're pointing the finger at Donald Trump for things that he had nothing to do with. But he's not talking about that so much. He's not getting into the weeds. With all the uncertainty in the world, feeling safe at home has never been more important. It's why I want to talk with you about Simply Safe Home Security. They're longtime friends of the Howie Carr Show, and for good reason. Simply Safe has made it easy to finally get comprehensive protection for your home. There is no technician or salesperson that needs to come out and disrupt your house, especially in these times. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a 2-year contract. You just order online, set it up yourself in under an hour, and your home is protected from then on 24/7 with emergency dispatch for break-ins, fire, and more. All of this for just 50 cents a day. And we're not only fans of Simply Safe. U.S. News and World Report named Simply Safe best overall home security of 2020. Best overall home security of 2020.
Hey, Howie, also, I think Simply Safe, I don't think people would necessarily think of this first, but it's a great gift. If you have a 20-year-old who's moving into a new house or moving into an apartment and you want to feel like they're safe, then it's a really easy, reasonable gift to get someone that's going to give you a lot of peace of mind at night.
Yeah, and you just don't know what's going on. So many people's lives are being disrupted right now, so you don't know what's going to be happening. Even if you're still working, maybe there's other people in your neighborhood you're not that pleased that they're around. Protect your home. Right now, when you head to SimplySafeHowie.com, my listeners will get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. That's SimplySafeHowie.com to make sure they know that our show sent you. From Simply Safe and all of us here, wishing you safety and good health. You have nothing to lose with this risk-free trial and everything to gain, meaning peace of mind. So go to SimplySafeHowie.com. All right, let's go back and see what's going on at the press conference here.
Event, a lot of sad events in this country. But what we're doing is now we're working on the virus. We're working on that hidden enemy. And I think we're doing a great job on as good a job as you can possibly do. When Tony and Deborah came up with numbers yesterday to say that if we did nothing, you could lose 2.2 up to 2.2, maybe beyond. I don't know, maybe beyond. But 2.2 million people if we did nothing. And I can't tell you what the unfortunate final toll is going to be, but it's going to be a very small fraction of that. So we're doing an awfully good job, I think, with what we're doing. Please, go ahead.
Ohio?
Please.
Are you considering at all a nationwide stay-at-home order? I know there's a lot of states that have put them in place, but some haven't. I'm just wondering if you were considering some sort of broad stay-at-home order. And then I have a question for Dr. Birx, too, yeah, if you don't mind.
Well, we've talked about it. We, there are some parts of the country that are in far deeper trouble than others. There are other parts that, frankly, are not in trouble at all. So hopefully we're going to be able to keep it that way by doing what we're doing. So we talked about quarantine, as you know, the other day. A group came to me and they wanted to do the quarantine, and I said, let's think about it. And we did, and we studied it. And by the time the evening came, it just was something that was very unwieldy, very tough to enforce, and something we didn't want to do. But we did advisory, and I think that's doing well. I mean, I look at the streets. You look at New York where I look down Fifth Avenue. Today, they were showing a shot of Fifth Avenue and sort of primetime, and there was almost nobody on Fifth Avenue. I've never seen that before. There was no car. There was no.
But they all went down. A lot of them went down to see the hospital ship, the nurse come in. I mean, what was that all about? I mean, where was the social distancing there? Have you seen those photos? We'll be right back with more. I'm Howie Carr.